Hi, everyone. Welcome to today's episode of the 15 Minutes of Fame podcast. I'm your host, Erica with Celeb Connect. And today we're talking to Mena Riley. Mena is the founder of Leading Ladies. She's also the festival director for the Nova Scotia Lobster Crawl and a local entrepreneur, event planner, and speaker. Hi, Mena. Thanks for being with us today.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
The 15 Minutes of Fame podcast, your destination to learn from people that are passionate about their business and have amazing stories to tell. Are you ready to elevate your expectations of what you thought was possible? It's time to get inspired.
That was a really mouthful title, but I got it out there, so it's good.
You're a pro, you can handle it.
Thanks, I try. So let's start with, I've been to many Leading Ladies networking events, so I'd love to hear from you why you started it and just all about it.
Well, honestly, I've been, running events for over 20 years and, a good number of them being corporate events, which had a networking aspect to it. And I've also attended so many events. And I was just finding the networking could be better. I knew there wasn't, it was a little bit dry, a little bit old boys club, if I can say that. So I created an event that I would really want to go to myself. So I created the most perfect networking event. I just designed it, ideal for me. And then it turns out it was ideal for so many other women. So when I first created it 8 years ago, I held it at the Press Game, which was, it's such a beautiful, beautiful restaurant in there. But we quickly outgrew that and we moved over to Lot 6, which is a really gorgeous venue, as you know. And the bonus, I think, for most people is when they're coming in, you come in on a set of stairs and you can overlook the entire crowd and kind of spot where you want to head. So I really like that aspect of that venue as well. So I just created this event to be, networking at its finest, really connecting all the people I got to meet over the years. And now one of my favorite things about the event is I get to look around the room and I see I might not know more than 20 people in the room out of 100 and something. So it's really, grown and grown and grown. And it's very exciting when I don't know many people in the room.
Yeah, I can't believe that you said 8 years. I had no idea that it's been on for that long. Every time I go to Leading Ladies, I always know some people in the room, but there's always new faces of people I don't know, which is really cool. And a lot of people are really nervous to network. Maybe they haven't done it a lot. And I love that you have the wing women. And I want to be a wing woman. I'm just going to put that out there right
You're
now.
Definitely going to be a wing woman for sure. So that's an extra aspect that we added on about a year or two ago. So the whole thing with that is you always, I pick four wing women for every event. And I like to pick them from different diverse backgrounds so that you have people in different industries represented. And then their job is to keep a lookout for the deer in the headlights people. If there's anyone there that looks like their friend maybe went to the bar or to the washroom and they're kind of without a conversation partner, they're going to swoop in and be kind of their safety net. So there's that aspect, but also they're, real professionals in their industry. So people can come and get, one-on-one consultation and connect with these women. It's really fantastic. I've got a lot of positive feedback about that.
Awesome. Yeah, I think it's really great that you've created this sort of forum for women to make connections and to meet and in a safe feeling environment. I think that's great. I'd like to talk to you, Mena. I know you do some speaking. I'm in the business of speakers. So I'd love to know, what do you speak about and what sorts of events do you speak at?
Well, that's another thing I just started doing the past couple of years. I've always wanted to do it, but obviously in the past being, working with so many different contracts and different events, you don't often have the time. So I started building in the time to do these, speaking at conferences and whatnot. It's typically, marketing or business related conferences. And I speak about networking. So I try and take the cringe factor out of networking by giving people practical tips and kind of giving a story behind it. And I try and make it fun honestly, there was a, it was PodCamp I was speaking at a while back, and I was singing and dancing in my presentation, and I thought, whoa, that's something I never thought I'd be doing, especially speaking in front of a crowd. But I was having so much fun. I was like dancing around and, you know, just helping people. You know, one of the tips I gave, I think it was, if you're ever stuck in a conversation, just think Vanilla Ice. And everyone's like, what? Why? I'm like, just remember, if you got a problem, yo, I'll solve it. So just think about Vanilla Ice. And if you get stuck for a conversation, ask someone if they have any challenges that they're facing that you might be able to help with or connect them with a solution. So I use those kind of tips to keep, you know, keep it fun, keep it fresh, like Vanilla Ice. And, and hopefully people walk away and they're able to go into a networking situation with their shoulders down a little bit more. You know what I mean? So just trying to help people, you know, represent themselves.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to look at networking. Not so much like looking around, what can people do for me, but what can you do to help somebody else in their business or professionally?
Completely, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to put you on the spot here a little bit because I'm just curious, you know, if there's any speakers along the way in your career that you've seen at an event or maybe online that have inspired you. Is there anyone that comes to mind?
Well, definitely Mel Robbins, I'm a big fan of. I think she's brilliant. And she's really herself, so that's another, you know, aspect. I think, you know, gone are the days of, you know, uptight, I've rehearsed every word to a T. I really love when I can see someone's personality come through and it's okay if they stumble through some words. Hey, they're human. Even though I've, you know, taken like Toastmasters and a lot of people do, you know, really professional speech training, I don't mind if people hum and haw through a bit just to really get where they're going with a presentation. So just being human is a number one factor for me. I need it to be relatable. And I know Mel Robbins absolutely does that. I really love her stories behind, you know, the lessons, that kind of thing. So I really love her. And so many, that's just the first one that came to mind.
I know there are so many great speakers. But yeah, I love that when you're speaking, you're on stage dancing, probably not every time, but I would really like to see you singing Vanilla Ice on stage. If you're going to do that, please tell me so I can buy a ticket and come to that event.
Well, one thing I definitely really like to say is, people ask me all the time, how do you get to be such an amazing networker? Like, you know, everybody, all of that. And I say, oh my gosh, all it is one handshake at a time. And if you look at it that way, it's more about the journey and you're enjoying every interaction and every connection as opposed to I have the biggest Rolodex. So I really want to reinforce that for, you know, people listening. It's one handshake at a time. That's how you build everything.
Yeah, that goes for networking. And I think about that with Celeb Connect as well. It is really, you know, one relationship at a time. That's how you build a strong business.
There you go.
We're building a relationship right now, Mena.
Exactly.
I would like to ask you now, I just thought of this, but I'd really like to know what your definition of success is.
I actually love that question. I think that it doesn't really have much to do with money, although, you know, you got to pay the bills. But honestly, being able to breathe and just, you know, having space for yourself, having space for your priorities in life, like your family and your friends, eating really good food, if that's your jam, tasting some really nice wine, if that's what you're into. It's really just about being able to be slow enough to appreciate those moments that you really care about. I think that's for me. And honestly, I could be doing anything in the world, but I would do this. I would be an event planner. I would be an event strategist. I would run Leading Ladies. I would, you know, run the lobster crawl for all my days. If that's all I had to do, I'm so happy doing it.
That's an awesome definition. I love that. And that brings us nicely into talking about, so you're the festival director of Nova Scotia Lobster Crawl. Why don't you start telling us a little bit about that event?
Yes. So I'm absolutely thrilled to be the festival director for the Lobster Crawl. It takes place in February on the South Shore of Nova Scotia. So from Barrington, which is Canada's lobster capital, all the way up to Peggy's Cove. And what that does is it actually promotes the South Shore as a destination for experiences that are lobster based, because our lobster season is during that time and the peak season is February. And the bonus this year is that it's a leap year, so we have one extra day of lobster.
Woohoo! I love lobster.
Well, you'll definitely have to come down. There's lobster roll competitions. Many of your favorite restaurants are taking part in. There's lobster dinners. There's, you know, specialty experiences. You can go lobster fishing. Just everything, anything and everything. You can have lobster absolutely every day of the week.
Very cool. So did you say exactly where this takes place? Because you're from Lunenburg, aren't you, Menna?
Well, no, I actually moved here 5 years ago. I'm mostly from Halifax.
Oh, okay.
I've lived there most of my life. But yeah, it's the whole South Shore. So Barrington up to Peggy's Cove, and just every resort, every venue that are open year round, we're trying to get them involved and to throw lobster experiences, have lobster on the menu, specialty lobster, events in their venues. One thing we did the past couple of years was they have Lucy the Lobster in the Barrington Lobster Pound, and she comes out to see her shadow on Groundhog Day instead of a groundhog.
That's interesting.
Very lobster-esque.
Cool.
And I have to say, you know, even though I've just stepped into this role, I think I have learned and incorporated every lobster pun there is.
I like it.
In my daily vernacular.
Very cool. Well, that sounds amazing. I'll definitely have to come out to that. Like, I love lobster. I love the South Shore. I mean, perfect.
Well, you would be a really good judge for one of the lobster competitions.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah. I'm in.
Just let me know. I'm definitely in. That sounds wicked.
I will. Yeah, so it's really just to, you know, reinforce also to everyone, not just, you know, outside of the South Shore in Halifax, but, you know, everywhere, that the South Shore is open year round. It's not just a summer destination. And if you love lobster, you have to be here.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Good for you. Congratulations on that. That sounds amazing. You know what? I love lobster, but I'm a little bit spoiled where normally I just eat the meat part. Like, I don't really break it myself. Princess. I know.
To convince someone else to crack it open for you?
If I had to, I would. I really would. I could. I will.
Well, we were just at the...
I'll do it.
I was just in PEI at the New Glasgow Lobster Suppers place. We had a big family reunion there. And I was teaching all the kids how to get the meat out of the little legs. And they were loving it. It was hilarious. I loved it.
Yeah, that sounds like a great event for all ages, everyone.
It really is. It's, you know, there's going to be lobster art. I know Oceanstone, the rhubarb restaurant that's part of Oceanstone, they're changing all of the local artwork to be lobster related. Like, there's just so much fun stuff going on. So something for everyone.
So Samantha, where can we find you? How can we, you know, if somebody wants to come to Leading Ladies, where can they find, buy tickets? And, you know, if they want to go to the Nova Scotia Lobster Crawl Festival, let us know all that stuff.
Well, you can definitely find me on all of the social channels, same as Lobster Crawl. Leading Ladies, my website is mennariley.com/networking. But again, if you just look on Facebook, you can find it, or Eventbrite. And then Lobster Crawl has its own website, lobstercrawl.ca, and we're also active on all the social channels. So it's not hard to find us, either if you're looking for Leading Ladies or Lobster Crawl. If you just Google it.
Great. Well, thanks so much for being here with us today, Menna. Is there anything you want to add?
I just want to thank you for having me. And it's always wonderful to see your face at Leading Ladies. And I can't wait to see you at the next one.
And at Lobster Fest.
And I'll definitely have you at Lobster Crawl. For sure.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Menna.
Thank you.